And welcome to Raw Talk here on M88. I'm your host, Gio. Tonight, joined by Steve-O. Hi, Steve-O.
Hello.
This is the show where we want to encourage you, challenge you, but most of all, get you to think. And tonight, we're going to think a little bit about our words, specifically our four-letter words.
All right.
Should we be using those?
Like door.
Yes. Thank you, Steve-O. That's why I had you come in tonight. We're going to talk about whether or not Christians should have swear words, curse words, any of that type of stuff in their speech. And we'd love to hear your questions and comments about that. 505-338-5790 as we go through tonight's conversation on the four-letter word and the Christian and whether or not that should be a part of our talk. Now, honestly, let me just say,
okay,
right up front so people know where I stand.
Okay.
I've never understood why this is a debate.
Right.
Because whenever I've heard people use these four-letter words,
right,
it just makes them sound stupid.
You right. know?
And I've never
lack of vocabulary.
Yeah, you know, okay. Like that is, and let me also say, as a writer, I understand that there may be times when those four letters can express more emotion than an entire sentence or an entire paragraph. But stringing them together
right.
to make a sentence, to me, lacks a little bit of effort and intelligence. So I've never really understood, you know, the idea that, you know, tough people, you know, swear a lot.
Right.
How does that sound tough? It makes you sound Neanderthal.
See, and I come from the opposite end mentality of... I come from a place where that was my favorite word. One of those four-letter words begins with F. Use your imagination. And I used it like every other word in high school because, you know, that was my word.
See,
because,
and he never would have hung out because I'd be like, that guy is stupid.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Why is he using his entire vocabulary in one sentence?
And I will let you in on a secret. I was stupid.
All right.
So, but yeah, I was a cusser. If you will, I in fact that was one of the more difficult things for me to get rid of, to hone in on, because I like to use my mouth a lot, and so once you become accustomed to saying certain things, it kind of just becomes a part of you, and getting rid of it isn't the easiest thing in the world. Try getting me to stop saying dude now, it's impossible. Seriously,
I've seen you do it, though. But here's the question. Does it really matter? Is there any reason that we should be concerned about whether or not we as Christians swear? What do you guys think? 505-338-5790. Is it really that big of a deal? Now, this was kind of interesting. There was a recent study that was done about TV broadcasts, and it found that profanity increased from 1997 to 2001 to a rate of a word every 8 minutes, or some sort of profanity word every 8 minutes. Now, Fox had the most. UPN had the highest rate of words per hour. And mild words, such as the H word and the D word, were very, very common.
Okay.
And we'll get to those here in just a bit.
All right.
And then there was one show by the name of South Park, which we are not endorsing by any way,
shape or form,
just to clarify. But this show... did an entire show where it used the S word 161 times in 22 minutes.
And they actually had a little counter at the bottom of the screen that...
You saw this episode.
I unfortunately did. This was some years ago.
So that's an average of the S word every 8 seconds. Now, here's the real interesting thing. Despite having had that happen, no one seemed to care.
Nope.
You know, I know the creators were looking like, you know, oh, this is going to make a big controversy and everyone's going to be talking about it. And other than, like, you know, a little blurb on page 12 of the newspaper or something like that, you know, it was a buried story, basically.
Absolutely.
It didn't stir the controversy that a lot of people thought. And so the creators were talking about that, and they said it's cultural standards.
Right.
No one cares anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately, I remember when that happened, actually, because that was the first time on network television or whatever television that they were going to use the S word, and they wanted to go for it, obviously. And they did a lot, and you're right. It didn't get a lot of press. It didn't care. And I think that's where this comes from, the idea that it's becoming more and more common, these more and more words you hear, because the media all over television, like you're saying, it's getting more and more common in television, in movies, even in like, you know, the X-Men movies and comic book movies. All of a sudden, our comic book heroes are using cuss words. And in comic books, you know, Wolverine's dropping some bombs. And I'm like, what is going on? When did
this
become
sound tough.
Acceptable? Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. So we want to know what you think.
Well, and, you know, here's the interesting thing. Okay, fine. This is happening in today's media, today's society, today's culture. Well, what in the world does that have to do with the Christian?
There you go.
All right. And so we want to know what you think. 505-338-5790. I have Felicia on the line. Felicia, oh, and let me just say for anyone who calls in, be nice. All right, guys, be good. Just because we're talking about swear words doesn't give you any sort of
rights.
Free use of any of those. We're talking about them. We're not talking with them. Just to clarify. Did you get that, Felicia?
Yes, I did. I wouldn't say none of those words anyway.
Okay. All right, Felicia, welcome to Raw Talk. And what do you have to say?
I just have to make a comment.
Okay.
I have, you know, respect for myself and what I say. I don't think it's right that, and I always think before I talk because it's not right to say things, those type of words anyway. And I also think my mom and I were talking before I had called in, and in the Bible it says it's vulgar language, and it hurts God when you say those words.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like doing that because it's not right. So I thought I would call in.
Now, let me ask really quick. I mean, why would you say that you feel that it's not right to use those words? I mean, where does that standard come from?
My mom.
Well, that is a very good place for that standard. Way to go, Mom. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, Felicia, thanks so much for calling in. You have a
You're
great
welcome.
Night. All right. That was awesome.
Yes. Dude, very important. The think before you speak thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt
absolutely.
Is trying to teach me, you know, even a fool is thought wise when kept silent. He reminds me of that every, you know, 9 minutes or so. So
in the morning show?
Yes. So I am learning that, yes, you probably should think before you speak.
Well, I'm going to get to a verse that I really want to hone in for this evening's discussion here in just a moment.
Okay.
But before we get to that, 505-338-5790. What's the big deal? Why do Christians have to be so careful about what they say, especially when it comes to four-letter words? Who's to say that those are so naughty anyway? And whose standard are we living? Isn't it just cultural? Isn't it just contextual? What do you guys think? 505-338-5790. Now, I thought this was kind of interesting because we call them curse words, right?
Right, right.
And so, being the intrepid journalist that I am, I got curious and like, well, that's in curse words. Well, what's the definition of the word curse?
Okay.
If this is a curse word,
mm-hmm.
well, then what are we defining this word as? You know,
okay.
The adjective that's modifying the noun. And so when I looked it up, and curse, the expression of a wish that misfortune, evil, doom, etc., befall a person or group, a profane oath. To wish or invoke evil, calamity, injury, or destruction upon are some of the definitions of the word curse. And I thought that was rather interesting.
Right.
So we as Christians are going to use curse words, expression that misfortune, a profane oath, and to wish or invoke evil. I don't think any of that really vibes with us as a Christian.
Yeah.
Now, but here's the interesting thing. I was thinking about this when I came in, all right? Now we're going to get people really upset. Okay, so when it comes to Harry Potter,
okay,
Christians get really freaked out. Oh, they do curses in there, and they, you know, invoke curses and
right.
all this type of stuff with their words, which are basically Latin words.
Right.
Okay? And then, as a Christian, we say, but, you know, it's okay if I curse every now and then, because it's just, you know, it's just a four-letter word.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're going to go with the literal definition of what a curse is, you're basically doing the same thing
that Harry's doing.
Yeah.
What? Except you don't have a wand.
Except you don't have a wand. It's all in the power of the word. But, you know, if you look at the definition of what a curse is, and therefore a curse word,
right?
That just doesn't seem like something that, you know, people who are upset with Harry Potter would want to make a part of their own language. And
right.
so, I mean, I don't know if that's a stretch of a correlation, but it's
you know what,
I thought
dude,
of.
It really isn't, because we're talking about this. You had that scripture that you wanted to, you know, really define our show tonight, and when I was like, I Googled immediately. I'm like, okay, I want to Google this. Let's see what's going on. There, did you know there's actually a pastor? I don't know if you know called. He's known as the cussing pastor. His name's Phil Driscoll, and he actually uses curse words in his sermons. You know, it's, I don't know if it's like a hip thing, if he's just trying to, you know, relate with his audience or whatever. But there's actually a pastor out there, and I've actually heard the, you know, the fable, like, ooh, I was at, you know, this conference and this pastor said this, and actually this last Passion conference, a few people came back who, you know, who had gone out there and been like, dude, you're not going to believe this. This guy said, I won't say names, but this pastor said this, and this worship leader dropped this bomb, and they're like, hey, this guy said this, and now I can say this. And they were, you know, and it became this like running joke, funny thing at this last year's Passion conference was cursing, you know, for a pastor to curse. And so I don't know when it became trendy and or popular for Christians to curse, but what's going on?
You know, we talked about that, and if you remember when we were having this conversation, my opinion was, and this is just my opinion, I don't know anyone's heart.
All right.
I don't know what their heart is, but my opinion was, you know, if a person is going to do that, generally what's happening is shock value.
Right.
It increases their notoriety.
It gets them to pay attention.
Yeah. Or, you know, it just enhances their image. Oh, that guy is not afraid to swear.
Right.
But right. How does that bring any more focus or glory to God? Do you really need to do that to get your point across? Or is there another way to get your point across where the focus isn't so much on what you said.
Right.
But on what God says. And generally, this is painting with a broad brush. But whenever someone in ministry, worship leader, pastor, whatever, goes around and does that, be it for shock value,
right,
the focus isn't so much on what God's saying, it's on what they said.
Right.
Ooh, I can't believe they said that. And God's lost in the noise.
Yeah.
And I think that's rather unfortunate. All
right, that's a great point.
We got some people here who got something to say. And again, kids, mind your manners. All right, Chris, welcome to Raw Talk, and what do you have to say?
Hello, how's it going?
It's going really, really well, Chris. What do you think about this topic we're going over tonight?
I think it's pretty crazy, actually.
Okay, why?
Well, because I actually had a little bit of a shocker when it comes to, you know, the curse words.
Uh-huh.
When I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, actually.
Uh-huh.
To work in the Christian music industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty surprised how many music professionals use curse words in their day-to-day.
Really?
Kind of caught me off guard.
Now, why do you think they do that?
I have no idea. It's just, you know, it's pretty crazy. You know, you think you're going and you're working with a bunch of other, you know, Christians, and you think that they're all going to talk like you, and it's pretty crazy how it's pretty worldly, you know, and a lot of, it's weird. I mean, I think a lot of people use curse words these days to be cool and to be tough, and it's pretty crazy.
And again, I mean, that brings all the focus back on us, which, you know, as far as I can tell in my Bible, the focus really shouldn't be on us.
Right.
Be it, you know, we're trying to be trendy, we're trying to be popular, trying to be cool, trying to be tough, whatever. You know, it all seems to come back to us.
Now, let me ask you, Chris, because you actually rock like the you are all up in the industry, you know, in Nashville, you know, whether it be with Shamrock Media or whatever it is that you're doing now, you know, like, what do you do, Chris?
Yeah, that's a good question. How do you respond?
I'm a promoter.
Right. Okay. And
yeah,
so
I really enjoyed your guys's Nate Sally critique.
Oh.
Frequency podcast.
Because you promote Nate Sally. Well, there
correct.
You go. Okay. Let me ask you, Doubleina. If somebody rocks bombs in front of you, like what do you do? How do you handle that? Because I know, is it do you think like artists do that to be cool or to try and like, hey, check me out, I'm a Christian, but I'm not lame, quote unquote lame. You got to promote my record. You got to, you know, like, why do you think they do that?
Honestly, you know, when I first got here a couple of years ago and I started hearing some of the cussing, at first I was really taken back and really uncomfortable. And just really kind of like, I don't know why they're doing this or what they're saying, but I think after a while it kind of becomes acceptable and you kind of don't even realize it anymore.
Mm.
Like I was thinking about it and I was like, you know, you guys were talking about it, and then I started thinking how desensitized I've become to a lot of the words that that I wasn't so desensitized to before. And I know with me, I mean, even before I was a Christian, I never really used curse words. Like,
right.
Even when I was in the world, I never really cussed. So cursing to me is always kind of strange when people do it around me, just because it's something that I've always chose to keep out of my life. I just think, I just think it's almost, it almost makes you seem kind of, you know, less intelligent and kind of trashy when you use cuss words.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, we got some other people waiting on the line, so thanks so much for offering up your opinion tonight, and you have a shway evening, all right?
Love you, dude.
Love you guys.
All right, take care, Chris. All right, next up we have Jenny. Jenny, welcome to Raw Talk. Remember to watch what you say, and what is it that you have to say?
Well, I was just listening, and a verse came to my mind, and I don't have my Bible with me, so I can't, like, tell you for sure what it is, but it's talking about your language, and it's saying, you know, may your yeses be yeses and your noes be noes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I don't know, it doesn't explicitly say anything about cussing other than using God's name in vain, which is big no-no, but I think it's important because it does reflect on your character, and it just seems disrespectful in certain types of speech to be cussing a lot. I don't know.
You know, that was actually Jesus who was talking there, and he was talking about swearing. You know, but he was talking about swearing as making an allegiance, making an oath and whatnot.
Right.
But here's the funny thing. We call these naughty words swear words. And mm-hmm. I find it very interesting that Jesus was very clear that, you know, we shouldn't swear by anything. Just
right.
Let our yes be yes and our no be no. So again, you know, going back to, you know, if we're defining, you know, a swear word and Jesus said, well, we shouldn't swear, mm-hmm. then yes is good enough and no is good enough. We don't need any sort of enhancement to that. So
absolutely.
I think that verse totally applies, just like, you know, we call them curse words, but the Bible's very clear on cursing as well. You know, you don't go around cursing this person, cursing that person. You just don't curse. And, you know, with, oh, no, that's talking about hexes. You know, I think when you modify a word with something like that, I think the rules still apply. So thanks so much, Jenny. I really appreciate you offering up your opinion tonight.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good night. Next up, we have Nick. Nick, welcome to Raw Talk. Watch what you say, and what is it that you have to say?
Hey, what's up? I'm over here in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Cool.
Man. Word.
Las Cruces, yes. Well, I just called in to say that, yes, I am a Christian, but I do cuss on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because I've made it a practice growing up, you know,
mm-hmm.
and now that I'm trying to change my life around, it's become a practice just to stop.
And now, so, is it hard to stop?
It is hard. It's amazingly hard.
And why was that a part of your language in the first place? I mean, what was it that made you incorporate curse words, swear words, the four-letter words in the first place?
Friends, you know, trying to be cool. I guess just like a bad company corrupts good morals, you know?
Right.
So, and then I wanted to put a word in, it says in scripture that that we are slain by the words of our mouth every day when we speak, and it's not what goes into a man that defiles him, it's what comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So
now let me also ask you, why is it you want to stop? What is the motivation for wanting to stop using those words?
Because it's ugly and horrible, and like you guys were saying earlier, it just doesn't, it's like an abomination unto the Lord. I mean, why, like, we were given a voice to speak, and that's pretty much just to tell God's word to people and sing. That's what it was made for in the first place, you know?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, Nick, and thanks for calling in, man. You have a shway evening, all right?
All right, you too.
All right, thanks a lot, Nick. God bless you, too.
And,
you know, Nick brings up a great point, you know, what are our words for? Our words should be for spreading the gospel, praising our God and Maker. And this is kind of funny because I was thinking about this, and I did a Good News of the Day earlier this week on careless words.
Okay.
Because I was reading this story recently, and it talked about, you know, careless words always cost something. There's always consequence to careless words. And in this particular story, the consequence of those careless words was a planetary war that almost destroyed a planet until they found out where those careless words came from. And so the planet united and decided to invade Earth. And unfortunately, they didn't kind of work out the scale quite right, and their invasion fleet got swallowed by a dog. Now, I know that sounds really weird, but the point is, careless words always have a consequence. I mean, look at Don Imus recently.
Absolutely.
He just said something off the cuff. didn't really think about it, cost him his job.
Yeah.
And, you know, that brings up a whole other issue about race, but the point is, his words were careless.
Yeah, his words definitely were careless. And you know what? Let's throw race aside, because, you know, I with all this Imus in the news, you know, people were saying, well, how come it's, you know, not okay for him to say it because, you know, well, if he was a black guy and he had said it, you know, it would have been a totally different thing. But why?
Right.
Why would it have been a totally different thing? He was still degrading women, you know? And so,
His words were still careless.
It doesn't matter. Like, yeah, exactly. His words were still hurtful and careless. And I don't care what color you are. You need to watch your mouth, you know? And so, it's funny because I want to talk about this a little bit, not to change gears or anything, but,
yep, do it.
You know, when I became a Christian, it was hard for me to change my words, and so I was like, oh, I got it. I'm going to swap my words out. So instead of saying the F word, I'm going to say freaking, and you know, or I'm going to say this instead, or I'm going to say, you know, and so I came up with all these fake, quote-unquote, fake cuss words, and then all of a sudden I started saying those a lot, and it wasn't until recently that someone, yo, pointed out, like, you know, it doesn't matter if you're faking it or if you're really saying it, you're still cussing. You know that, right?
Well, the spirit is still the same.
You're right.
The spirit is still the same. And you know, we were out playing golf.
Uh-huh.
And I love you guys. You know that. All right.
Of course. No, I want you. You can go ahead and trash me away because I know where you're going with
this. I love you guys. And so we're out playing golf. And
long time ago.
Yes. And I got to say, I don't know how to explain it, but my spirit, for some reason, was just really grieving. As
right.
I listened to you guys for several hours.
Right.
In some way, shape, or form, either degrade each other, degrade this, degrade that, degrade all this type of stuff through fake swear words.
Right. And trash talk.
Under the impression that, oh, it's fake, so it doesn't really matter. It's just
right.
kind of funny. But, you know, as I was observing, you know, I'm thinking, you know, the intent is still the same.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the motivation, the emotion, the spirit behind it is still the same. Oh, yeah, we sanitize it, so that right. makes it okay. Does it make those words any less careless? No.
Right.
Careless words don't have to be just four letters.
Right.
Careless words are anything, you know, that hurt, that degrade, that bring down, that tear down. And while I was listening to you guys, it really got to the point where I was thinking, you know, it doesn't matter if they're using fake words. I still find it just as offensive.
Right.
But that was just because it was so continuous.
Right. Exactly. And it was like, we were out on the golf course and I don't know if, you know, like this dude thing in you, all of a sudden you start talking trash because you're playing sports and me, I'm very competitive. But you're right. We started saying these fake, you know, and all we're doing is tearing each other down. Now, we weren't
even if
cursing.
It's in fun.
We were, right. It was all in fun and we love each other a lot, but it still, you're right. And after that was when I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't even be messing around. Like,
well, I think what really struck me was just the bulk of it, like how much you guys
right.
were doing of it. And it just got to the point, it's like, well, how is this any different? I mean,
right.
that's really where it's got
no,
me thinking
right.
about that.
You're absolutely
this,
right.
Like you said, this was a couple years ago. And
so, how is it any different? That's the big question, is fake cussing, you know, or is it fake cussing? Is that even what we call it?
Christian cussing. Thank you, producer Steve Madrid. We have Wayne on the line. Wayne, welcome into Raw Talk. Thanks for hanging in there. Watch what you say, and what do you have to say?
Well, I kind of want to reiterate what you guys are talking about as far as, like, you got to be careful of the context of the words you use, how you use them, because a lot of times it doesn't specify exactly what words are vulgar words in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We just use them in a certain context where it's now become offensive to people. Like, the word B-word is not necessarily to be offensive to women, just to identify a female dog.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And kind of going back to what you guys are saying, that you guys use, like, Christian words or other words to insult people, like even dude could be kind of insulting in a way if it's used in the wrong context to offend somebody
right.
or to be derogatory to them. So I kind of agree with you as far as just cuss words is some, like what you guys are stating earlier, is what it said in the dictionaries to inflict harm against them by using a word. So I think it's just a lot with the context you use and the voice inflection you use on what you're saying and how you're describing it, because it doesn't say specific words are cuss words. Is just how we use those words in the context we use those words.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, despite the fact that these were all very sanitized words when we were on the golf course, still,
right.
you know, it just occurred to me, the intent and the spirit behind him was still the same.
Right.
You know, and yeah, that's one of the, you know, I'm a writer, in case you guys didn't know. I love words, and I love the fact that words are pretty arbitrary. You know, who's to say that apple represents that, you know, red fruit? Well, that was pretty much arbitrary. You could turn apple into a swear word. And, you know, if you're a grammarian who is a prescriptive grammarian, then for you, usage is what defines language. Whatever the popular usage of a word is, that's what that word means.
Right.
Whereas, you know, if you're a descriptivist, you go back to, you know, the Latin, the Greek, and that's how it's defined, and that's how it's supposed to be, and then everything else is just slang. And so, you know, I find it real interesting, though, that most people, however the word is being used, that's what it means. And so regardless of what its original meaning might have been, whatever the popular usage is now, that's how people are going to perceive it. And so the question is, well, what is the spirit behind that? Hey, Wayne, thanks so much for pointing that out. Got a lot of people to chat with still, so we're going to move on, all right?
Okay.
All right, man.
Have a good night, Wayne. We have OSHA. Isn't that like the people who are supposed to keep you safe? OSHA?
OSHA.
Oh, OSHA.
OSHA. Okay. I thought it was like the Office of Safety Health
right.
Administration.
Right.
OSHA, welcome to Raw Talk. And what do you have to say?
Well, I just want to say that I think, okay, God made the earth. He spoke creation and made our world. Well, I think that I think it's a privilege for us to be able to speak. And I think that when we cuss, it is, I think it's rude. I think it's not, it's abusing our ability to speak. And it's just, and I think a lot of the time it's used in a negative way.
Right.
And why, I mean, yes, sometimes it's used in a positive way, but I don't know. It's just a negative way to put things, if that makes sense.
No, you're absolutely right. It goes back to that whole concept again of careless words. You're just using words for the sake of using up air.
Right.
And I don't know. I think it's just such a blessing that we're able to talk and, you know, there's so many languages. And, I mean, why abuse it? Just keep it nice.
Keep it nice. That's the best advice I have heard all night. Thank you so much, Asha. You have a great evening, okay?
Bye.
All right, bye.
So here's my question, though, yo.
Okay.
Just to play devil's advocate here, because,
you know,
thank you. Thank you very much. I just, you know, it seems like we're going to be getting these calls all night where we say, you know, hey, it's not cool to cuss because of this scripture, and we're all saying the same thing here. Now, let's flip this up and talk about the Christians that do cuss and or Christian cuss, you know, fake cuss. Is it, because I've heard many people who you know, rock in the fake cussing or the Christian cussing say, well, it's just a matter of the heart. It's an issue of the heart, and I'm not intending it this way. I'm not malicious in it. I'm not being negative towards someone else. I'm just being expressive, you know? What's so wrong with that?
Well, let me jump ahead to something I was going to say for later on in response to that. Romans chapter 14, verses 13 through 20, where it talks about, therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put a stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. If your brother is distressed because of what you eat, insert because of what you say,
right,
you are no longer acting in love. Do not, by your saying,
mm-hmm,
destroy your brother for whom Christ died. Do not allow what you consider good to be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of words and speaking. I'm inserting words there.
Right.
It says eating and drinking. But of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. To sum it all up, if it bothers your brother, don't do it.
Okay.
You know, and I think that really answers that question. At least
right.
It does for me.
No, you're right.
And, you know, sometimes I get a little resentful of that, like, you're restricting my freedom. If I want to say the D word, I'll say the D word. But, you know,
if I want to eat meat, I'm going to
eat meat.
Right.
You know, yeah. But the issue comes back, yeah, hey, that's great. But if it's causing your fellow Christian to stumble, to have doubts, to backslide,
right,
you're doing a huge disservice to someone you should be encouraging, building up, and otherwise exhorting to a greater, closer relationship with the Lord. And so, yeah, you know, we can say, it's just in fun. But for the people who don't know us, like, and this was what I was really thinking when we're on the golf course. I was like, hey, this is great. I know you guys don't mean it and blah, 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 blah. But we're surrounded by people
right.
who listen to the station who don't know us that well. And the whole time, I was actually pretty mortified because I was thinking, I really hope no one hears us.
Right.
Because how will we look to people who don't know our true intent? All they know is what they hear. And it's like, we're not going to look very good.
Right. Again, a long time ago.
A long time ago. But it's a great illustration.
In a galaxy far, far away.
It's a great illustration for what we're talking
about.
No,
you're right. Absolutely right. And I keep saying, okay, that was a long time ago. Because I'm embarrassed. Because you're right. I am absolutely embarrassed because it was stupid. And I'm glad you spanked me and showed me, like, hey, there's like 114 scriptures that talk about this. Maybe you shouldn't do that anymore.
And I'm also glad that it was such a long time ago, because now the other guys who are with us aren't going to come and beat me up right after the show, because they'll be thinking, oh, yeah, that did happen. I totally forgot.
Yeah, see, I didn't.
All right, we have Tara on the line, one of two Taras. Wow. Tara, are you duplicating yourself? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
And again, Yo's joke falls flat. Tara, welcome to Raw Talk, and what do you have to say?
I was just listening, and, you know, back in biblical times, the words were their bond.
Right.
And, so what they said meant everything. And, if we were to live by that by now, we'd be in trouble.
Oh, yeah, a lot of
us would be.
They're
so sarcastic, and we, you know, we'll say things, and we don't even think about what they really mean.
Right.
You are so right.
And, you know, you can say, like, freaking all you want, but it still means the same thing in your heart.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, Tara, about, you know, back in the day, their word was their bond, because you're absolutely right. Words are pretty meaningless now, and as a writer, I take offense to that.
Right.
Words carry a great deal of meaning, and when we use them carelessly, we're doing a great disservice to not only ourselves, but everyone around us, and like other people have pointed out tonight, we're doing a great disservice to God, who gave us the ability to speak in the first place. So that's a great point, Tara. Thank you so much for bringing that up.
No problem.
You have a great evening, all right?
You too.
All right. We also have Tara on the line. Tara, are you duplicating yourself?
I am, actually. Thank you.
Yay, my joke worked the second time around!
Woo!
All right. Tara, what do you have to say?
A couple things, actually.
Okay.
I really, really wish I knew where these scriptures were, but I don't. One says, do not use speech that defiles you.
Right.
Then we're supposed to use words that exhort and edify the brethren.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that I really like is be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath.
Right.
And I don't think any less of a Christian who swears, because that's the way they express themselves. But I would try to have them not to do it.
Right.
And people around me... I won't watch movies with that stuff. I'll watch a little bit of a movie, and it has all this stuff. I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is not good.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's offensive. It's too much. I'm like, okay, there's how many words in the English language, and you're using that one repeatedly? You know?
Well,
I agree with Yo. I'm a writer, so I'm like, you can really explain yourself a lot better in different ways.
Right.
And you know, let me also say, though, as a writer, you know, and this was often asked of me as a Christian writer, you know, when I was in college, because everyone wants to tear you down, would you ever write a swear word? And I had to honestly say, you know what? If it had the emotional impact where I couldn't do that with a sentence or a paragraph or whatnot, maybe I would. You know, I'm not going to go around and say absolutely never would I do that. And as a writer, there might be times where it's called for. But you know what? I have yet to come across that situation.
Right.
You know? But, you know, I can't rule it out because it's true.
But you're keeping yourself open.
Well, you know, it's true. Those words can carry a lot of emotional
right.
power when used, if there is such a thing, appropriately. And as a just, you know, as an objective writer, I had to... You know, admit to that. And it's like, yeah, you're right. I've seen where that has been used very effectively because it was very powerful. Would I have to? I don't know. I haven't come across it yet.
Right.
But I can't say, you know, across the board, never. But, you know, that's just me as a writer. As a Christian, I just don't see any need for it.
Right, absolutely.
You know, in my personal life. Hey, Tara, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your opinion with us tonight.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, she said something that I was going to comment on, and oh, now I remember. She's talking about movies.
Right.
Okay. Now, here's something that kind of bugs me. Is when, as Christians, we feel it necessary to make note of every swear word in a movie.
I know where you're going with this.
We have to count each and every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it enough to know that they're in there?
Right.
Does it somehow make a movie worse because it uses it more often?
Right.
You know, and that just puts the whole thing on a sliding scale. Oh, if they use the F-bomb once, well, that's bad. But when they use it repeatedly, that's really bad.
Right.
And, you know, for me, that just gets into the situation of, well, what is the you know, scale here? Is it an absolute or, you know, like how we treat sin sometimes? It's like kind of
bad.
Well,
this one just says the age when it comes to...
And then, really bad.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And that is a real sticky situation for me.
So on a scale of Forrest Gump to South Park, I would rate it a Braveheart.
Right. You know, and, you know, when we do our reviews for the Frequency podcast, of course, it's important to point out, you know, if there's any language problems.
Absolutely.
But I don't feel compelled to count every single
right.
one of them.
Well, I don't sit there in the movie and tally them all off, but I make note that, hey, they're
it's
dropping bombs.
Yeah. It's in there, and you be, because, like, I don't know, as a Christian, do I need to know how many times it's said before I decide if that's not a movie I want to see?
Right.
Oh, it's 12? That's too many. If it had been like 8, you know, a baker's dozen, then maybe I could
right.
then maybe I could watch it, but that was just too much.
I remember when I first got married, actually, and I, from a cussing standpoint, I remember when we first got married, I'm like, honey, you got to see this movie. We rented this movie, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, man, there's a lot of cussing in here. I don't remember this because it's like when we're in the world, I didn't even think about it. It was just a part of me, and all of a sudden, you know, I got saved, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, this is really not cool. You know, it just something inside completely just... It's just kind of like when I, you know, as a smoker, after I quit smoking, now it's just disgusting, you know? And so I guess that's the kind of effect it has on me.
Hey, we have Brittany on the line. Brittany, welcome to Raw Talk, and what do you have to say?
I was just going to bring up that, well, there was a verse, Ephesians 4:29. It says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. And I don't know. I thought that was cool because God, he calls us to praise him and to worship him in everything we do, in mm-hmm. our talk, in our actions, and everything. And I feel like even with bringing others down, with, you know, messing around words or with cussing, it's not praising God, you know?
Yeah.
It's not doing what he's called us to do. And, like, just recently, I had been convicted about using fake, you know, fake cuss words.
Right.
What you would call them. I don't know. And it's like,
Christian
really,
cussing.
We're supposed to, as Christians, set an example.
Right.
And when others see us falling and stumbling and cussing, they're like, oh, well, she does it. It's okay.
Right.
But
right.
in reality, it's not.
Right. And, again, let me ask the question, because this has come up a lot, but I just want to ask, why do we feel it's not okay?
Like I said earlier, because God calls us to praise him with our
right.
lips, to praise him with what we do. And when we're using those four-letter words, the cuss words, it's not praising him. It's not right. beneficial to us or to him. The
That's
Bible
good.
Says all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial.
Mm. There you go.
Good point. And I just wanted to reiterate that because I don't want people to forget like what the focus is. We're not
right.
just saying that we think that swearing is a bad idea just arbitrarily. We're saying there's a reason, an absolute, a standard why we feel that it's not such a good idea.
Right.
Hey, Brittany, thank you so much for bringing up that verse, and you have a shway evening, all right?
Sweet, you too.
All right, later, Brittany.
Yeah, you know, she brought up that verse, and you know, this was a verse I was going to get to, and then we got distracted. But a lot of people focus on the "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths."
Right.
Like, well, what is unwholesome talk? Is this unwholesome or is that unwholesome? Because you know, the D word isn't as unwholesome as it used to be,
right.
but the F word is like considered the number one.
Right.
You know, the F dash dash dash.
Right.
Know, like,
it's the F bomb, dude.
Right. You know? But you know, H-E double hockey sticks. Well, you know, is that
right.
really all that unwholesome? And so I think it's funny how Christians can they want to like figure out how we can get away with something.
Right.
You know, oh, is this really unwholesome? And you know, I looked up the definition of unwholesome. It was rotten and putrid and corrupted by one and no longer fit for use. Of poor quality, bad, unfit for use, worthless. Okay, fine. But you know what I realized when I was preparing for this? The focus really shouldn't be on what is unwholesome talk.
Right.
We forget the whole latter half of the verse. But only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
Right.
Three times in that one verse, it gives us the focus of what our words should be. Other people.
Absolutely. And you nailed it. Like, seriously. Well, you didn't nail it. The Bible nailed it.
The Bible. God. But, you know, like, my point here is, instead of trying to figure out what is okay, what isn't okay, well, is this crossing the line? Is this on the line? If we focus on the last part of building others up according to their needs,
right,
so that may benefit them, the whole issue of what is unwholesome, what isn't unwholesome, would be a non-issue. We wouldn't even be thinking about it.
Right.
That whole thing would be gone. And for me, that... It sounds kind of funny. I've been a Christian for 25 years. That's a major revelation. It's like, wow. Instead of constantly trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong, is this okay, is that okay? If I just focus on what the Bible told me to focus on,
right,
I wouldn't have to worry about it. I would never have to worry if I was crossing the line.
Right.
I'd be so far away from the line, I wouldn't be able to see the line. On the good side, not the bad side, just to clarify. Andrew's on the line. Andrew, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Hi, what's up? I just remember a verse something that my youth pastor used to always tell our youth group, and it was that out of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Steve-O was talking earlier about how, like, some people just say it really doesn't matter what I say if I don't really mean it.
Right.
But it's not even what you think or what you feel, it's what you are. The words that you say should be a reflection of what you are, and if, you know, you really are just going to cuss someone out and say things that are, you know, condemning them or other things, you know, I mean, unless you really mean that, don't say it, and that should solve the problem altogether.
You're absolutely right. You know, I was thinking about that as well, Andrew, and I was thinking, you know, this whole idea of cursing and blessing. Well, if we're speaking curses, what is in our hearts?
Right.
Curses.
Right. Right.
And that was scary to me. I was like, man, I don't think I want that, because the Bible's pretty clear that curses are bad, and I know that you're talking about curses like hexes and bad things happening, not words. You know what? When we looked at defining what a curse word was, defining what the word curse means, it seems pretty much the same to me. So, you know, what is in your heart, curses or blessings? If you're speaking out curse words, that's kind of scary.
Right.
If you're speaking blessings, like Ephesians 4:29 is telling us to do, then I think you might be all right, and you don't even have to worry about him crossing the line. So that's right. A great point, Nathan. Thank you for bringing that up.
All right, thank you.
All right, you have a great night. Next, we have Susanna on the line. Welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Hi, I was thinking about the verse in James, I think it is 3, about how the tongue is the rudder of the entire body.
Right.
And if you're going to let the curse words into your life, then it's going to steer your body and your mind and your soul in ways that are like the curse words. But if you fill your mouth with wholesome things, that it'll steer your body towards those wholesome things.
And you're absolutely right. You know, we opened with that verse. We had Mac Powell recite that verse for us personally. He came in.
I missed the beginning of the show.
He came in, recorded that for us, and actually it was part of a song that he did a long time ago. But yeah, you know, I mean, James, the book of James. If you want to find out what the Bible has to say about words and the use of your tongue, look through the book of James, and I think you'll get a good idea that, you know, whatever the context of certain words may be, if it's any sort of negative thing, you might want to watch yourself.
Yep.
Thanks for bringing up that verse, Susanna. We haven't had a chance to get to it yet.
Okay.
All right. You have a great evening, all right? All right. We have Sarai. Am I saying that?
Is it Sarai? Soraya?
Soraya? Soraya.
Yeah.
Steve-O gets the M&Ms. Soraya, okay. Welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Okay, well, I'm just going to say that earlier you guys had a writer, I don't remember her name, I'm sorry, but she said that she watches movies and she says, why can't people just put in substitute?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do they have to say that one word?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, like, you guys also said that even if you're using other words it's still the same thing. So I stopped saying cuss words, and I started saying jerk, and I started saying that a lot.
Wow.
And so my parents made me stop saying jerk.
Good for your parents.
What?
Good for your parents. I'm proud of them.
Yeah. Okay, so I was sort of confused because you guys said both things. It's like you first said, why don't you guys just use other words? And then you said, well, it's still the same thing.
Oh, we don't mean like other, like, okay, we need to find a replacement for this word that's just as foul. We mean, we're talking about literally replacing that word with, because a lot of people in movies, they use this word as like, what, an adjective? Like, tell me, writer, because I don't even know. Like, where
they use it as a crutch because they can't think of something intelligent to say.
Right, there you go.
That's kind of a harsh opinion, but that's my opinion.
No, it's true.
And, you know, honestly, again, as a writer, I'd have to say, you know, there's other ways to express what that has to say. There's positive ways to express what that has to say. You know, the Bible talks a lot about, you know, going to a brother and, you know, confronting them when they've done something wrong. Doesn't say anything about cursing them out.
Right.
You lousy bleep 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 bleep.
Right.
You better think about what you bleep 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 bleep.
Yeah.
You know? The Bible doesn't tell us to do that.
Right.
It doesn't say that at all. It says we go to them and we talk
gently.
Yeah. You know, so this whole idea of like, oh, there's certain times when those words are necessary. Like, I'm pretty sure Jesus never found it necessary. And we're going to talk about that next. So thanks, Soraya, for calling in.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good night.
You guys.
All right, thank you. Now, I want to get to this because this came up when we were talking about this.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Steve-O said to me, here's the thing. You know, Jesus once used a curse word or swear word or something that was really bad back in the day. You know, now we wouldn't think it's such a big deal.
But right.
Back in his day, that was really bad.
Right.
But when Jesus was turning over the tables and the temple and everything, he was angry.
Right.
And he used this one word.
Right.
Now, when you said that, I was like, wow, really?
I got you to think.
Yeah, you did.
And that's what I wanted. I just wanted you to think.
Well, I appreciate that. And I do. I appreciate that because, you know, I was telling you, it's like, you know, I love it when something comes up and I'm like, you know, I've never heard that before, but if it's true, I will re-examine how I think about that particular topic. And so I was like, wow, that's interesting. I'll have to go look that up. I go to look it up. Couldn't find it anywhere.
Right.
And the word we're talking about is this word raca. You've probably heard it. It's only used one time in the New Testament during the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus is telling people, don't say this.
Right.
And so, you know, the thing that I want to get back to is Jesus never uttered a careless word in his entire life.
Right.
Ever did he utter a careless word. Not once. All of his words carried meaning and purpose. And, you know, when I was looking at that, I was like, well, that'd be very interesting because then, yeah, sure, give us free reign to use whatever words we want. But I couldn't find it. And, you know,
this is good.
This was not an original, I should say, this is not an original idea from Steve-O. He heard it from somewhere else.
Yeah, no, I didn't just make this up. I actually heard this from
a reliable source.
Two, in fact, reliable sources who were like, well, actually, if you took the original Greek, all this stuff. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I never knew that. And instead of doing what you did and actually researching, I was like, that's amazing. All right. That's freaking awesome.
And then Steve-O, you know, went off and using whatever words he wanted until we played golf that morning.
And so the moral of the story is you should always test it against a word. Never just take somebody's word for it because, yeah, it was really dumb, actually.
But. And this even goes back to, you know, the idea of pastors who use swear words. Oh,
yeah.
The pastor uses it. It must be okay. You know what? This is the whole reason we do Raw Talk. I don't do Raw Talk so that you people will listen to what I say and whatever Yo says, that's what I'm going to do. The reason I do Raw Talk is to say, hey, here's the different sides. Here's the different angles of it. Now you go work it out with God. You know, you go talk with him. You go examine his word. You go see what it has to say. And then you make your own decision about it. Don't take anyone else's. We get great teaching. Don't get me wrong. America is blessed with some amazing Bible teachers. So much so that we're too lazy to look stuff up ourselves.
Right.
And then when something happens like with Steve-O, and I'm really glad because I called you before the show because I was looking for it. And it's like, you know, this is really bad because Steve-O is convinced this is true. I don't want to go on the air and make him look like a doofus when he's saying something that isn't. So I called him beforehand. I was like, dude, I got to tell you, I can't find that. Am I looking in the wrong place? You know,
right.
I wanted you to tell me if I was wrong and, you know, we couldn't find it. And so, don't take anyone's word. Read the Bible for yourself.
Don't even take our word for it.
Exactly. Now, you know, a lot of people are asking, okay, well, I've been asking, no one who's called in tonight has been asking, where does it say that swearing is bad? Where does it say that cursing? Right. You know, we've given a lot of various examples. The number one verse I've always come back to is Ephesians 5:4, where it says, nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking,
right,
which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. Now, again, a lot of people might look at the first half of that verse. Oh, what's the definition of the word obscenity or
right,
foolish talk? But again, you know, if you focus on the last part, but rather thanksgiving,
right,
if that's the focus of our talk, we don't have to worry about what obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking is because we won't do it.
Right.
But I don't remember who it was. It was some guy that I knew who just became a believer, and he would swear up all the time. And I said, you know, Bible's pretty clear that's not a good idea. It's like, oh, yeah, where? Well, Ephesians 5:4, it says, you know, nor should there be obscenity, foolish. And he it was pretty cool because he was open to that. I said, oh, wow, it's in there? And I showed him. I was like, look, it's right here. He's like, okay, I guess I shouldn't do that anymore.
Right.
And at least he was smart enough to figure that out.
Right, right, right. Absolutely. Because and people will manipulate. I remember one time a guy, you know, I was talking to a guy, you know, about the Lord, and he said he was a weed smoker and he was high when I was talking to him. So I'm sure that, you know, you never know the fruit that could come from it, but, you know, he was high. And so, but he was telling me, oh yeah, dude, the Bible totally says that, like, you know, that the Lord gave us all the herbs of the earth to use, man. I'm just like using the herbs. So I'm like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I didn't say that out loud. I wanted to say that out
probably
loud.
Could've.
But yeah, I probably could have. And I'm sure you wouldn't have even remembered our conversation. But I mean, really, it was so people will take these things and say, well, it doesn't really necessarily say, you know, and if once you start trying to like backdoor it and like, you know, like sneak around and like try and figure it, there's something wrong. There's right. something wrong because the word is black and white. It's plain as day. So,
well, you know, my problem with the whole idea of trying to get away with something is why as Christians are we trying to find loopholes?
Right.
Shouldn't we be just totally stoked that God wants us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect?
Right.
Why are we trying to find loopholes to be more like the state of being we were before we got saved?
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's cool that I'm saved now, but, you know, I'm really more comfortable being more like the devil. So if I can find some loopholes that will help me, you know, to kind of do that, but be a Christian, that would be great.
Well, you use the term getting away with it, and if you take a look at the fact that you're getting away with it, that basically means it's not right, but you're getting away with it.
Right.
It's wrong!
Right.
You know, there's, period. And so, yeah.
Well, it's just the way we like to cover over sin. We don't like to call sin sin.
Right.
It's a mistake. It
right.
was a screw up. It was a momentary lapse in judgment.
I stumbled.
I'm holiness challenge, you know.
Holiness challenge.
Whatever it is we want to call it, we want to try and make our sin seem somewhat less detestable.
That's why adultery became an affair.
Right, and that's why, you know, having illicit sex became making love.
Right. Oh, dude, absolutely.
Well, you know, here's the issue. Sin is detestable.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that God can't have anything to do with it. And when we became sinners, when the fall happened, he couldn't have anything to do with us.
Right.
Fortunately, he loved us enough that just recently during Easter, we celebrated the fact that God made a way for us to get away from that. He paid the price for our sin to make us righteous so that we wouldn't have to be detestable anymore and instead could be seen as perfect in our Heavenly Father's eyes. And yet we're like, eh, that's awesome. Can I just toss in a few F-bombs every now and then? That'd be great. You know, and I always loved the analogy of the caterpillar and the butterfly. You know, because a lot of people are like, oh, it's just my sin nature that I'm still struggling with.
Right, right, right.
Well, here's the issue. When a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, it's a butterfly.
Right. It no longer is, yeah.
It's not a caterpillar anymore.
Right.
Now, just because that butterfly decides to muck around in the dirt and, you know, do the things that caterpillars does, doesn't make it a caterpillar, it's still a butterfly.
Right.
And so the issue isn't so much, oh, I'm still struggling with my old nature. The issue is, well, I'm really not acting like my new nature.
Right.
That's what you are. You right. are a butterfly. What you choose to act to is up to you. It doesn't change what you are. And so, you know, as Christians, this whole idea of language, of what words can I use to get away with? Well, my question is, are you trying to be more like a butterfly? because that's what you are, or are you trying to pretend to be something that you aren't?
Right.
And why would you want to do that? Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense.
Did I just lose everybody?
No, I just have nothing to say because, you know, trying to find a new
word. But that's the whole reason I had you come on the show, because I figured you'd never run out of things
to
say.
No, you know, the funny thing is when you approached me about doing the show, I was hesitant immediately because I'm like, oh, really? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to have to pray about that. That's like the Christian excuse.
That's the Christian stall.
Hey, dude, moving next week. Do you think you could help me move?
Let me pray about it.
I'm going to have to pray about that because
then you come
Saturday,
back a week later.
Right.
So what'd you pray about? Oh, yeah, but you know what? I haven't heard back from God yet.
I'm still waiting for that answer from him. Could you give me a little more time?
I put out the fleece. Nothing's happened yet.
The Christian stall, yeah. Man. But honestly, yeah, I was pretty hesitant, to be honest, you know, because I'm like, man, because for me, I'm a jokester. I love cracking jokes. I love being funny. But there are times where it's at the expense of my brother, Matt or Joey, whom I love. Joey's my best friend in the whole world. I love him with all my heart. And yet, you know, I'm a jokester. I crack those jokes. And is it right? I don't know. Now examining it, it's like, is it ever really right to make fun of your brother?
And I would have to say no.
Right. But I'm not, I don't mean suddenly, it. Then, I just, it's not in my heart that,
well,
you know.
You say that and then suddenly people start panicking. Well, then I don't know how to be funny.
Right. Right. You know what the best part is? It's harder to be funny and clean than, you know, it just means you're more witty. And I'm just wittier.
More intelligent.
Yeah, I'm not
and,
really
and you know, let's think about it. Did Jesus ever do anything at the expense of someone else?
No.
To get attention, to get notoriety, to, you know, show that he was, you know, a good orator. Never right. did anything
water
at the expense
and wine, no
of
problem. Hey, guys, check this out. Water and wine. Bam! There you go. Keep this party going. No, he was not doing stuff like that.
No, he never said, hey, Peter, look to your right. Boom, cream pie. Didn't see that coming. Hey, did y'all see that? That cream pie came out of nowhere.
And they're going, cream pie? Lord, did you just invent that?
Yeah.
This is 2,000 years ago. There were no cream pies.
But the point is, it never was at the expense of someone else. And so
right.
going back to, you know, pastors, youth group leaders, worship leaders, whatnot, you know, being funny, doing jokes, or swearing, well, who is that glorifying? And I think that really goes back, and a lot of people brought this up tonight. And I was actually impressed. Everyone who's listening, kudos to you guys. You know your scripture, and I'm so
right.
impressed. I am so proud of the people who listen to Raw Talk because they know their stuff, and they're willing to think about it and go to the Word. And so I appreciate everyone who shared scripture tonight. But, you know, the issue, well, what are we doing with our words? Are they careless or are they useful?
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, if we want to live our lives as really good Christians, our words need to be useful, so useful that people are getting saved with them.
Absolutely.
That would be the awesome thing to do.
Let me just say real quick, as the jokester guy, the funny guy, there is nothing wrong with cracking a joke.
No.
As long as we're talking about coarse jesting and at the expense of our brothers. So, dude, you can still be funny. Just keep it clean. And if you're going to down somebody, just make fun of yourself because it's always funnier.
That's true. Or if you want to hear what it's like to be funny without, you know, the audience, the other
listen
people to put
the
down.
Midday show with you.
Yeah. Thank you. I want to wrap things up with Proverbs 25:11. A word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. Now, that may sound pretty obscure, but just think of that imagery. A word aptly spoken is that valuable. And when I started thinking about that verse, we talked about this recently in our DJ uh-huh. meeting. I was uh-huh. saying, you know what? It feels good when you know that you've said just the right thing that someone needed to hear
mm-hmm.
to encourage them, to lift them up out of a dark time, to say, hey, I know you stumbled and fell in this, and I'm sorry that you sinned. Let me encourage you. You can get back. You know, whatever it is, it feels really good to say the right thing. And once I really started meditating on that, I got addicted to it. I was like, I want to say the right thing more often because that feels good. Yeah, it's great to get laughs. I'll leave that for the morning show. I really like the feeling of saying just the right thing.
Right.
No one will ever know except for me and God
right.
and that person that I spoke to. Man, it feels good.
Yep.
And so, you know, it comes to this issue of, oh, I just use swearing for goofing around, joking, and blah, 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 blah. You know, the question is, could you have used the right word to really minister to someone.
Absolutely.
Instead of, F.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I'm with you 100%. I agree with you wholeheartedly, because there's sometimes
that's rare.
Where you feel like, and I'm agreeing with you. Are we taping this?
We've got it on tape. Yeah.
So everybody now, I am 100% agreeing with you, because it's true. And a lot of times people feel like, oh, this is my buddy, dude. I can't like lay him out on him. I'll sound like a chick, you know, like trying to be all like for real with him. So I'll just like make fun of the situation and drop some F-bombs and be cool about it. He'll think I'm cool. But really, you're right. That right word at the right time can really change a heart and change a life for Christ.
And so, you know what? If you become someone who's known for doing that, just think how much God is going to use you. Or, you know, on the other side, think of how much God's going to want to use you if he knows that what you really like to do is try and make up other words that don't sound as bad as the really bad words, just to fill in for those bad words so you can still use those bad words without using the bad words. God's going to probably look at that and say, yeah, that's probably not the person I need to use to minister to someone who's hurting. Yeah, I'll go with this guy over here. So just some things to think about.
Absolutely.
Think about your words, and I hope tonight's show has helped you out with that. I have no idea what we're doing next Sunday on Raw Talk. We'll find out later this week. Until then, have a Shway week in the Lord.